Thank you. Well, thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity to have to be with you another Saturday morning. I hope and pray the Lord to bless you today and speak to your heart. It's just a privilege to be able to live another day, to be able to experience God's blessings and his benefits that he has toward his people. I tell you, we just take so many things for granted. I tell you, the air that we breathe and everything he gives us, I tell you, it's just wonderful how he watches over us and keeps us. I mean, just protects us all the time. If it wasn't for the Lord, I know I'd be already been consumed. If it wasn't for the mercy of God being renewed every morning, I tell you, I would have been consumed already. But I'm thankful to know that my God is the God of all the earth, and he's the only true and living God. And I know I can serve him, put my faith and trust in him, and not be afraid and not be worried about things of tomorrow. I know I can trust him. I tell you, I proved him to be faithful. I tell you, he's a just God. He always does his part. He always does what he says. And I just want to do my part. I want to learn to love him more and more. I want to be more thankful to God for all that he's doing for me. I tell you, I didn't deserve salvation. It's nothing I could have done to obtain it, but he gave it to me. I tell you, the Lord Jesus died on the cross for my sin. He took my punishment. He took my pain. I tell you, I should have been the one crucified. I should have been the one that was hung and was killed on that cross. I mean, other words, he gave his life. No man took it, but he gave it. But I should have been the one experiencing this type of punishment because I was born a sinner. He was born holy and perfect and righteous. But it became sin when he took on my sin and your sin on the cross. And when he paid the price for sin, there had to be a sacrifice. It had to be a atonement for sin, for man could be reconciled back to God, where man could be justified to go to heaven. And the Lord Jesus did that at Calvary. He came, the Bible said, born of a virgin, made under the law, that he may redeem them that were under law. He had to get into a human body. He had to become man in order to die for man and become that living sacrifice that God could accept. And I'm thankful to know he did that. I'm sorry that he suffered like he did, but he loved us so much that he died for us, and he come to do the will of the Father. And that's exactly what he did. I tell you, holy, righteous is he. There's none like him, never will be. I tell you, he's perfect. I tell you, I talked to one man and he began to talk and he just didn't know enough. He just didn't know, but he began to say that Jesus wasn't perfect. But I had to tell him in the right way, yes, Jesus, it was perfect when he was here and he's still perfect. I tell you, he's the perfect, righteous one. Only one born that was not a sinner. His seed came from above and he came into this world to die. He came in to become a sacrifice unto God for our sin, and I could never repay him. And I'm thankful that he made me a part of this. I'm thankful that God's people, those that love the Lord, that were praying for me and prayed me into the presence of God, got me into the presence of God, and God heard their prayer, and he had mercy upon me as I prayed unto him and called upon him out of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. The Bible said that's what God can accept, is that it be of a broken heart and saved as such should be of a contrite spirit. You got to be humble. You got to be honest. You got to be real. You got to want him above life itself. And that I come to that point and place in my life. And when I called on him just like that, I tell you, the change came. I tell you that I could tell it. I felt it. I couldn't understand it all at first, and I still don't, but I tell you, I understand in a better way what happened to me that day when I got saved. I tell you, he changed me. He changed my thought process. I didn't think the same. I tell you, I didn't walk the same. I didn't talk the same. I tell you, I had no desire to run after sin any longer. I tell you, when I got saved, I tell you, he changed me completely. He cut out that old heart of stone. He took it out. See, I was born with this old heart of stone. The Bible said it's an evil heart of unbelief. And I tell you, I was born in that condition. And when I got saved, he gave me a new heart. And he put a heart of flesh inside me. And then his Holy Spirit lives there. Now it's clean. And now he can live there. And then he sealed me with his Holy Spirit, so I am kept by his power. I'm thankful to know that today. I am kept by the Lord. He keeps me. And I tell you, there's no way I could keep myself, but he keeps me. He's a wonderful Savior. And I can't praise him enough. And I cannot thank him enough for what he's done for me and what he's done for those around about me and how he answers prayer, how he's healed those with cancer and how he's healed others with different types of sickness and with COVID and other types of things. The Lord hears and answers prayer, and I'm thankful to know that. He's a merciful, long-suffering God unto us, and I want to praise him today. I want to lift him up today. I want to be sincere and earnest and honest with him at all times. Don't ever try to put on a show. Don't ever want to try to be lifted up. I tell you, I hate that. I hate pride. I don't want no part of it. And I tell you, I don't want to be puffed up like the old Pharisees when the doctrines of leaven and so forth. I want to be humble as a little child, and I want to be honest before him. See, God knows everything. He sees everything, and there's nothing hidden in his sight. And I tell you, the Lord deals with his people. He deals with us. He wants us to be honest about it. As we do, then he can help us. But if we're blind by sin, if we choose to not listen or look or see ourselves through the word of God, the looking piece, the mirror, we get in confusion when we don't take heed to what we see, when we're earnest and honest before him. If we don't do that, we get blinded toward the things that in our lives and where our stand is with God, and we get into a state of confusion. And I tell you, I don't want that. The Bible tells us to keep our eyes single and full of light, and we're to lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily besets us, running this race with patience, looking on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We're to lay aside those things, the doubt and all those types of things. We're to lay it aside. We're to believe God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We got to believe God and know that he's God and that he will answer our prayer. Now, we know we have confidence that God hears us when our heart condemns us not. If our heart's right, if we keep our heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life, if we daily hide the word of God in our heart, then we may not sin against him. We will have confidence toward God that he hears us when we pray. And that's what every child of God needs. We need that type of confidence, not confidence in our flesh and in ourselves and having being puffed up with pride. I'm not talking about that type of confidence, but I'm talking about having confidence in what the Word of God says and believe that Jesus will do what he said he'll do. If we'll trust and believe him, then he will give us confidence knowing that we have this type of hope. It's a blessed hope that he hears us. He's going to perform that which he has committed unto us until that day. He's going to perform that which is promised. I tell you, he's faithful who has promised. When God promises something, he's faithful to bring it to pass. And so we can trust and believe him and lean not to our own understanding, but if we acknowledge him in all our ways, then he will direct our paths. And that's what a born-again believer is to do. We're to depend on the Lord. We're to ask for leadership and guidance. We're not to lean to our own ways and our own understanding. But all our ways acknowledge him, then he will direct our path. The Bible said the righteous man, his steps are ordered by the Lord. And if we'll just think about these things and desire that God would lead us and guide us and to direct us, we're leaning on him, we're trusting him, we're praying, we're seeking him early, asking for leadership and guidance, then he's going to do that. But we got to want that and we got to desire that. And when we do, I tell you what a glory. The Bible says he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he's just faithful. Like the song says, just trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. We're to obey him. We're to trust him. And when we do, I tell you what a glory he'll shed on our way. He just makes the way. He opens up doors. I tell you, he sends people to us. that we might be able to speak to them. I tell you, if we're trying to live right, we're trying to follow ourselves after what God said do, I tell you, the Lord will send people your way. I tell you, they'll start coming up to you, talking to you. I tell you, people need help. They need a good friend. They need someone sometimes just to be quiet and listen to them. I've experienced that just the past week, and people just come up and some start talking and some have some bad language. And I mean, they just talking about this and talking about that. But I tell you, the Lord just wants us to be humble. He wants us to be still, but not to go out of the way or hurt their feelings or anything like that. I tell you, I didn't say anything about his vocabulary. I just left it alone, listened to him, and talked to him peaceably afterwards when God gave me utterance. And I tell you, we had a good conversation. And you could tell the man, he was helped just by me listening. That's what the Lord told me as he was talking. Just be still and listen, and just be quiet for now. And so he spoke to my mind and my heart. And I tell you, it was good to me just to do that. And it helped this man because he just needed someone to listen to him for a minute. And there's some that the Lord lets us just open up our mouth and be able to share the word of God with them. Give them some good truths. There's people that study different things and they've been to different churches. And I tell you, they've been around a lot of things. But yet the doctrines and the things that they say and do, they've heard somebody else say or what have you. Or they studied up on something. And I tell you, it's not sound doctrine at all. But we that are saved, we're to know the word of God and we're to share it with them as God gives it to us, that we give them truth and it helps them that they may realize that they are lacking and they need Jesus. And so that's the first hope of ever being saved, realizing that you're lost and realizing that you need Jesus, you need help. That's the only way you can get saved. You got to see yourself as a sinner and seeing that you can't help yourself. There's nothing you can do. You can't pay your way. You can't give your money to get there. You can't do some good works to be justified. It's not by a work of righteousness that we've done, like the book of Titus talks about, but it's what Jesus did at Calvary. It's by his death, burial, and resurrection. That's the only way we're going to get to heaven. He's the way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming to the Father but by him. He's the door that leads to the sheepfold. I tell you, if any man come up any other way, he's the same. He's a thief and a robber. He's going to be cast out in that day. You got to come through the door. You got to come through the Lord Jesus. You got to trust and believe on him. If you don't believe on Jesus, then you'll miss heaven and everything else. And you'll find yourself in a lake of fire when it's all over. I tell you, you can trust in all you want to. You can, I mean, do many of things, just like those in the time of, I believe it was Elijah's days, or Elisha's days. It talked about how they were so, I mean, just cutting themselves. You know, the man of God said, I tell you what, you fix an altar and you do what you got to do and I'll fix an altar. And the God that answers by fire, that he is God. And so they did and they cried out and they did a lot of things. And Paul said, well, maybe he's on vacation. Maybe he's gone for a long journey or, you know, just crying out. They cut themselves with stones and everything else and glass. No doubt, but yet it didn't answer. Their God didn't answer. It was dead God. But the Lord God of the man of God there, when he called it, the fire came down and consumed the sacrifice. And so today, my prayer to God is for you to come to the door. Come through Jesus. He's the only way. Just be honest with him. Be willing to forsake your life. Give up sin. And be willing to live for God. And I tell you, you'll get saved. You'll be a new creature. But my time's so quick and come and gone. God bless you. Jesus' precious name. And amen.